We're going to hear next from NPR's Shireen Marisol Meraji. She's reporting in Ferguson as well. She's been checking in all day with community members that she met first after Michael Brown's shooting. Earlier, Shireen spoke with Sharifa Salisbury and her daughter, Maya Canty. They live a few blocks away from a memorial that's been set up for Brown in Ferguson.
We are standing right in front of where Mike was shot and killed. It's literally probably 30 seconds from where I live. I say right around the corner.
I first met Maya Canty on a blazing hot August day in front of the memorial for Michael Brown in her Ferguson neighborhood.
And I have to roll past this every time I leave out the house. Like, there's no other route for me to go. Like, I have to pass and see this every day.
Canty had just graduated from college. She's 22, and this was her first summer back in Ferguson. And when I met her, she had been out protesting for a week straight. She told me driving by that memorial every day, it was impossible not to. And her mother and roommate, Sharifa Salisbury, a sales rep for a photography business at the mall, she said she never protested anything in her life, but supported her daughter 100%.
I'm extremely proud as a parent. You see, I had to walk away 5 minutes ago because I'm in tears, because it brings me so much joy to see them come together like this. It is so beautiful.
That was 3.5 months ago. It was hot. School was out. Spirits were high among the young protesters, even amid the violence and looting. We're back at that same spot this chilly November morning. It's quiet and gray, but the memorial for Michael Brown is not only still here, it's bigger. More weather-worn teddy bears, more candles, old flowers and potted plants all piled up.
This is the same spot, and you see they've done so many different things since then. So, yeah, we definitely drive by every day and feel a bit of sadness, feel a bit of joy, you know.
Joy, she says, because her neighbors and her daughter are still out protesting and asking for changes to the way law enforcement treats young black people. And sadness because an 18-year-old had to lose his life to spark that.
The thing that kind of weirds me out the most is just seeing all the businesses around the community being boarded up. It's a weird feeling for me because I personally feel like, you know, the businesses aren't incriminating the residents.
West Florissant Avenue is the main thoroughfare for residents of the apartments near where Michael Brown was shot. Many of the businesses were looted and trashed during the protests in August, and many are boarded up in anticipation of more violence ahead of the grand jury announcement, which Sharifa Salisbury hopes will be an indictment.
But if it's not, I really, really am going to be afraid because it's going to divide our community. It's going to divide our city. It's going to be horrible. It's going to be horrible. These kids are hurt because these are their friends. These are their family members. They're hurt. They're broken. And they're going to fight. It's going to tear me alive because my kids are going to be in the group. They're going to support them.
Right now, Sharifa Salisbury and her daughter, Maya Canty, just want to know so they can press play and move forward. Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.